Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Apparently we have some funny audio from Annie, who was at the baseball game yesterday for Marathon Monday. Red Sox lose again.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll move on past that. And then you decided to hit the bars outside of Fenway after the game.
Yeah, I had a bit of a day. So I got to tell you, when I first walked into the game, I went because I thought my sister and my friend were on the Sam Adams deck. They weren't. They were on the Coca-Cola deck.
Oh,
so this is how I started my day.
That was at Fenway.
They are two separate decks, too. One has a lot of booze and one does not.
And they're on opposite sides of the field.
Absolutely.
So that's how I started my day, having to walk all the way across Fenway.
Oh.
Ugh, so hard.
But the people that ran 26 miles yesterday,
I might as well.
I had to walk all the way from one side of Fenway to the other, Kennedy. Do you know how long I had to train to do that?
Years
of training.
I was throwing bows.
I had to pass by 17 peanut vendors.
Two hot lights spilling everywhere.
22 hot dogs.
The despair. And then I went to the baseball tavern afterwards. The line was at least 35 minutes. And usually I don't wait in lines, but I was like, it's Marathon Monday. There's going to be a line everywhere.
Oh, my God. Right. Sarah and I walked through Lansdowne Street, and we saw lines. Like, they were the most ridiculous lines I've ever seen.
It
was crazy.
People are cutting each other. Then I'm yelling at other people. There's like 19-year-olds in front of me. It was a disaster. Finally get into the bar.
Okay.
And then there's a girl fight, which I hate to see.
Were you involved in it?
I was not.
Was there hair pulling? Like, because that's always the worst part.
There was hair pulling, and then I felt a beer hit my face, and I was like, did I do something? Did I do something? Wasn't me this time. But the floor got so soaking wet, and I was dancing, and I fell. And then I didn't want the bouncer to think I was like drunk and kick me out, so I pretended to pray.
So clearly you are drunk.
Obviously.
That was your line of thinking.
You got to be kidding me.
Wait, what? Hold on. I want to hear this audio, but wait, you thought praying in the middle of a bar.
Yeah. I was
slipped, were like you on your knees, were you like genuflecting? Were you like praying like to Allah? How were you praying?
On my knees, just hands together. I was
praying
like,
out loud?
I was having a moment, you know?
Okay.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, please don't kick me out of the baseball tavern.
Please don't kick me out of the baseball tavern.
Please, Lord, baby Jesus.
I'll be good.
They'd be looking at you like, what have we let into this place?
Oh, please.
No, they weren't caring about any of it yesterday. Like,
no,
whatever.
They were
all right, so what is this audio?
So then I ran into three people. They were dancing. They were having a time, and I just had to ask them what they were doing.
So I'm here at Marathon Monday. Who am I here with? Lindsay?
Miguel! And T.
How are we feeling today?
We're feeling awesome.
Can you ran a marathon? Do you feel like you ran a marathon?
I feel like I ran a marathon of beer. I actually went to work in the morning, and then I met up with them. They went to the Sox game, and here I am, and I'm dancing my ass off, and I love it.
Well, I drank a marathon and started off at 10 a.m.
Wow.
So,
Miguel was worse than me. I was looking at him.
Was he
like,
praying a lot, too?
You know when people aren't looking at you, they're looking through you?
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Love it.
Well, I drank a marathon and started off at 10 a.m., had a breakfast sandwich, watched the Red Sox, saw someone outkick another guy on the marathon. That's called a marathon. I mean, I don't know what else.
What?
Outkick the finish.
Oh, he was talking about the finish.
About the finish.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's called a marathon. This is a marathon.
It's outkick and finish the marathon.
Who knew there was a winner?
How
strange.
I think I could make a living translating drunk speech.
I think you could.
I really could.
Saw someone outkick another guy on a marathon. That's called a marathon. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
I don't even know what else to do.
I don't know what to say. That's a marathon.
Miguel, you said it perfectly. Thank you.
It's called a marathon.
Someone outkick another guy on a marathon. That's called a marathon. I mean, I don't know what else there is. And by the way, I'm listening to the boss.
overall, it's been a tremendous day. Got to see the Sox play. Fortunately, they didn't come up with a W, but we're going to reposition and get everything there.
Oh, there's a serious guy who's sober.
That's the friend.
Yeah.
He's drunk, but he wants to be.
He's trying to compose himself.
Yeah, you know? That's not fun. That's not fun.
Overall, it's been a tremendous day. Got to see the Sox play. Fortunately, they didn't come up with a W, but we're going to reposition and get everything there. Dancing our butts off on the dance floor now, so that's what it comes down to.
Do you think we should all run the marathon together next year? We'll try.
Well, I love your outfit, so yes.
What?
I believe Miguel will run the marathon next year, and he will outkick the guy next to him.
Miguel was loving my fanny pack. He was like, I just love your whole vibe. I'm like, thanks, Miguel.
We'll try.
Well, I love your outfit, so yes.
Training starts tomorrow.
Like I said, I think he's going to follow through. Like this morning, Miguel's like, I don't know why I'm running, but I think I told somebody yesterday with a fanny pack and a bandana on that we're running the marathon.
All of a sudden, he turned into Chris Farley.
Starts tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Training starts tomorrow.
I love it.
Training starts tomorrow.
That's
they
awesome.
Were amazing.
That
really
was good
were.
Stuff, Annie. Good stuff.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.